Instructions for this exercise are available in the book, The Extraordinary Gift of Being Ordinary, Finding Happiness Right Where You Are, by Dr. Ronald Siegel. For more information, please visit drronsiegel.com.
The future of our social self. This particularly challenging exercise has the power to be very freeing. It invites us to take a look at what life might be like after we're gone. Please don't try this exercise if you're already feeling overwhelmed or very shaky right now. But if you're up for a challenge, it can be very valuable. We'll start with a couple of minutes of mindfulness practice. So find a comfortable and alert posture, and just begin to settle into what's happening in the body. Allow yourself to feel the rhythm of the breath, the body touching the ground, the floor, whatever surface you're on, the sounds all around you. Perhaps try following the breath through a few cycles, from the beginning of the in-breath, down to the end of the out-breath, and on to the next in-breath. Now I invite you to imagine that after all your worries about your health, all your concerns about diet and exercise, and all that brushing and flossing, it's finally happened. You've died. Life is going on without you. People who love you are sad. They're remembering everything that they loved about you. And they're remembering the things they didn't like so much, too. Notice how you feel, imagining the people who loved you thinking about you. Try to open to whatever feelings arise. Now imagine that a year has passed. Your loved ones are increasingly getting on with their lives. Of course, they still think about you a lot, remembering the good times and sometimes the difficult ones. But they're getting more used to the idea of you being gone. It's becoming the new normal. They're still grieving, but they're also more engaged in other things, no longer continuously aware that you're not there. Just allow yourself to notice how this feels, what it's like imagining your loved ones a year after your death. Now imagine that 5 years have passed. Your loved ones are fully engaged with their new lives. Of course, they think about you, but not as often. And while they still miss you, they're no longer grieving regularly. They only grieve at poignant moments that remind them of your time together. Notice how you feel imagining them 5 years after your death. Next, imagine that a full 10 years have passed. Your loved ones are having trouble believing that it's been 10 years already. Their lives and the wider world have changed so much. So many things have happened. From time to time, they imagine what it would have been like had you been able to be part of it all. Occasionally, they wonder what you would have thought, or how you might have reacted to the way that the world has unfolded. notice how you feel imagining them 10 years after your death. Finally, imagine that 100 years have passed. Everyone you knew has also died. Any children they may have had are alive, but these people never knew you. The world is a strikingly different place. Life goes on, and there are few reminders that you were ever here. Notice how you feel imagining the world 100 years after your death. Now gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Feel how it feels to sit here, to breathe, and to know how thoroughly impermanent all of this is. How all of our worries, all of our concerns about being good enough, all of our concerns about what others will think and how we're doing are all going to pass away as all things pass. And to bring this exercise to a close, I'll ring a bell 3 times and listen until the last ring trails off and can no longer be heard.